Straight to the point. Shabadana Bakata Bada 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 Choose you these two. Shabada Bada 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 Bada. Choose your success or failure. Choose you between life or death. Choose. Shaka bala 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 bala. What do you choose? What do you choose? Shama number, baba number, 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 I choose success. I choose success. I choose success. I choose success. Shamana and the little bit of the dad. Jabba do 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 Jacabada bagada bada 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 Are you praying? Shabbat, you're going to be given up. I enter into God's rest. Akida Manaba. I enter into God's rest. Karabina. Kalabino. Shabbatata Bandi. Pelepita de Baduna. I enter into God's rest in my finances. I enter into the experience of God's rest in my health. I enter into the experience of God's health in my ministry. God's rest in my ministry. Ashtabalai. La Quatumana. Pastor Tina Blabber. Are you praying? Are you praying? Ashtabalai. By fire, by force. I enter. Until my experiences attest to the efficacy of God's rest. Until I become by experience the full effulgence of the rest of God. Chakwada ba 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 na. Zebrakwada brakwada 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 Unto him that gives rest, we have come. Unto him that gives rest to those that labor and are heavy laden, we have come. To the one that gives rest to those who are weak and heavy laden, we have come. Ashimana bana on toske bele bagada bada 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 bada. Will you trade your anxiety, unbelief and worries for his rest this moment? Come in, says, cast all your cares upon me, for I care. Cast all your cares upon me, for I care. Sampa 9. Come unto me, all ye that believe, unto the one who maketh a man to lie down in green pastures, who leadeth a man beside still waters. Unto him we have come. Your put over the break and the brand of Panashka Bada Baba Baba Bada 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 Shapakwada Baba Bada 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 Bada. Shabada bada 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 bada. Shepherd,
Thank you, Jesus. Unto him who gives rest to those who are heavy laden, we have come. Oh, Jesus. For we know that in you alone can we find rest. Away from our strategies, away from our intellect and prowess, away from our outward beauty, away from our strategies. We have come. Lord, we have come. And the break on the blah blah gada blah 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 blah. Lord, we have come. Paratwan devene quite the litos kuprita locus kuprita. Paratwan squan try the implement of retwanties commands from the spirit of blood and trying to prevent it. We have come to lay hold on your rest. Shabada bada 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 Pala pada twatis kabeda vetwada pada tata pala quada pala pada tanda sapa papa 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 shapra quada pala pada pala papa 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 papa. But he that desists from his works has entered into his rest. Mana 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 shabai ba 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 ba. Pala pumpkin to Philip, Pampa, Bada, 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 Baron, yes, Company, Brigade, Bada, 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 You are not anxious when you enter into God's rest. You are not worried when you enter into God's rest. There is no anxiety when you enter into God's rest. There is no pressure when you enter into God's rest. You experience ease in all areas. In all areas. In all areas. Amen. There's a container particular that is the container and transcribe and unbarranting among those bread the bottom. To enter into God's rest is to live based on the finished works that God has done by a yet on. And the penos compelling and dwelling bread and on. Stone ten evidence comprehend that blood one temple at the end of comprehend that don't twice contain the temple of broken water. Cut was quantum the bread and the bread was prepared and the bread was the bread of dress comprehend that the bread of the bread of the Says he that calls upon him will not be put to shame. He that calls upon him will not be put to shame. What are the things that you have? What are the plans that you have ahead of you? What are the tasks that you have ahead of you and that you are seemingly worried and anxious about? It's time to bring them unto him that gives rest to those who live on. It's time to cease from your labors and enter into his rest. Financial prosperity does not answer to calculations and savings and being frugal alone. Financial prosperity answers to the blessings of God. The Bible says that it is God that makes it. It says it is the blessings of the Lord that makes rich and has no sorrow to it. Divine health does not answer to eating healthy and living healthy alone. In the minimum, you have to enter into revelation. One of the things that accompanies God's rest. One of the things that accompanies God's rest is revelation. One of the ways to enter into God's rest is revelation. Two things. Revelation. In Matthew 11, when Jesus was talking, Matthew 11, verse 28, before he came to verse 28, he started talking about how that it is by him that you can get to know the Father, and it is by the Father that you can get to know the Son. Okay. And so rest comes first of all by revelation. One of the things that will bring us into rest first of all, one of the things that will bring us into rest first of all is revelation. 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 Revelation of the Father. Revelation of the Father. Revelation of the Father. He says, come to me, all you that live. Now in verse 27, he says, all things have been entrusted and delivered to me by my Father, and no one fully knows and accurately understands the Son except the Father, and no one fully knows and accurately understands the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son deliberately wills to make him known. Okay, and then he says, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. One of the greatest secrets of David was a personal revelation of God that he had. And it was with that revelation that he was able to operate in a certain dimension of rest, even in the midst of chaos. David was one of the kings who went to the highest number of battles for the Israelites, but he won all those battles. There was never a time under David where a siege over Israel was successful. There was never a time when under David the kingdom was dismantled. And so there are people here who, like me, are like watchmen over their families. They are like watchmen over their own lives. They are like people who stand in gap for others. And so sometimes you are worried. Sometimes you are worried about the future. You are worried about the future of your loved ones. You are worried about the well-being of your loved ones. But there's a revelation of God's rest that must dawn on you. If nothing happens to you in this prayer today, this one must happen. The revelation of God's rest, the revelation of God that helps you, that reassures your heart of his rest, that assures your heart to come into his rest. And you say, "Dear God, I have come unto you. Give me a revelation of you that will cause my heart to be in an everlasting state of rest. Father, I have come unto you tonight. Give me a revelation of you, a revelation knowledge of your rest dimension." And you are like, "My friends are already getting married, my friends are already succeeding, they're already getting jobs and doing this and doing that." That is because you have not gotten a revelation of God that will keep you unmoved, that will keep you unintimidated by the progress of others. Because in the understanding of God's rest, you realize that Ahab went on chariots. He went ahead of Elijah. Chariots had four legs, plus the horses that have four legs. That means that chariot had 12 legs. But Elijah, who had just two legs, outran the chariot of Ahab, because it says that the hand of God was on him. So when you understand this revelation dimension of God's rest, it puts your heart at peace. Puts your heart at peace. One day I was in an accident. It was about to be an accident. And then everybody in the bus were shouting and disturbed and worried, and I was sitting in front beside the driver, and I was so calm, unmoved, undisturbed. And then in the midst of the whole disturbance of the vehicle swaying here and there, two words just dropped in my heart, and I spoke those two words out, and the car got stabilized. Two words: "Not today." Immediately I said, "Not today," the bus got stabilized, and it was as though nothing happened, and everybody kept quiet. The same thing applies when the disciples came to wake Jesus. Do you realize that Jesus was sleeping in the midst of the storm? That was an expression of the rest dimension of God. God's rest is not only when everything is going fine. God's rest is a response that God gives even when chaos happens, because he knows the end from the beginning. There's a knowing that you need to have about life. There's a knowing. In that bus, I knew, not today. I just knew there was something that God wanted to do with my life. and that was not how God wanted me to leave this earth. I just knew that that was not the time. I just knew. Come out of your anxiety. Come out of your worries. Come out of your failures. Come out, and enter into His rest by the revelation of God. God, I receive revelation of your rest. I receive revelation of your rest in my finances. I receive the revelation of your rest in my life. I receive the revelation of your rest concerning my married house. I receive the revelation of your rest concerning my future. I receive the revelation of your rest concerning my work. I receive revelation of your rest concerning all that concerns me, concerning all that I lay my hands on to do, all that I have, you know, purposed in my heart to do. I receive your rest concerning my future, concerning the plans that you have put ahead of me for 2024. I approach them not with anxiety, but with rest. I know you have written out things, words, prophecies. One of the displeasure that you can do towards God is to approach His word with anxiety, because when you approach God's word with anxiety, you will find it difficult to walk in faith, and without faith it is impossible to please God. That is why we must come to a point where God's rest carries our heart so much that it forms the basis and the foundation of our heart. I pray for you today. The revelation of God that positions a man to experience and walk in the reality of God's rest comes upon you in the name of Jesus. You will begin to have the word of God that assures you of His rest. Fill your heart in the name of Jesus. One of the ways to live in a perpetual experience of God's rest as children of God, okay, is to have your heart filled with the word of God. Is to have your heart filled with the word of God that brings us into an assurance of His rest. Take for instance, you are having a financial need. At that point in time, one word that can come to your mind is that my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory. When that word comes, that is the written word, and then it drops in your heart, and then you begin to meditate on that word. At some point, it becomes your confession. At that point, when it becomes your confession, the they are beginning to meditate on the word. And then at the point of meditation, that word begins to minister faith to your heart. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then when the word mixes with faith in your heart, then it becomes of effect. It becomes a tangible experience. That is why in Hebrews chapter 4 from verse 1, it says, therefore, since the promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they hear did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we who have believed do enter that rest, and he has said, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he has spoken in a certain place of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his work. Verse 5, and again, in this place they shall not enter my rest. Then verse 6, since therefore it remains that some must enter it. It says some must enter. Victor must enter. Victor must enter into the rest of God. Victor must enter into his rest. Asimenai, I must enter. Parita vanotua, Akida balamai, and do away with any obstruction from entering into God's rest. And I enter. I enter by force. I break through into the rest of God. Asimenai banosha, I enter in my heart. I enter in my mind. I enter my body. I enter in my experience. I enter. He says, and those to whom it was first preached did not enter because of disobedience. And what is that disobedience? That disobedience is unbelief. Unbelief. So it is one thing to have a revelation. So revelation, like I explained earlier, is God's word comes to you. You believe that word. Okay. You can either believe that word or not believe that word. So when you don't believe that word, there is no rest. When you believe that word, there is rest. And so when you see certain situations in scriptures, you see like Peter, when he was in the prison, he was sleeping. People were praying for him, and then an angel came to rescue him. Peter was literally sleeping in the prison. And then the angel had to come wake him up, tap him. That's in Acts chapter 12. And tap him, and then told him to get up. And then as he got up, the Bible says that the chains fell off him. This is someone that they said they are going to kill him tomorrow. there's a verdict on his life that this guy, we are going to kill you tomorrow. But here he was sleeping. And then when the angel was going to come and rescue him, the angel had to wake him up. There's something that the word of God had done to the heart of Peter. Peter learned that from Jesus. You remember that time when they were in the boat and the boat was about to sink and they had to go and wake Jesus? Do you remember that? Jesus, after rebuking the storm, rebuked them and told them that they were of little faith. So it means that sometimes there are some situations that we go to God to pray and worry about, that action of going to God to complain or to talk about the problem is an exercise of little faith. And so there are certain situations where you don't give them attention as much as you should, as much as you are giving them, because there's a revelation of God's rest that has dawned on you. Lord, I would not just have a revelation of your rest. I would not just hear people enter. Do you know that this rest that Hebrews chapter 4 was talking about is in the context of the scriptures
as it applies to us today, is salvation. And that salvation is what we have received in Christ Jesus. So it is safe to say, because the promised land here is a typology of the kingdom of God, which you are now a part of now. Okay, so it is safe to say that according to our reality now in Christ Jesus, our spirit has entered into God's rest. Okay, because our spirit has fully experienced all the fruits of the finished works of Christ. But our soul and our body is yet to come into it. Our body will come into the full experience of the rest of God, or of salvation, at the second coming of Jesus Christ, which is the rapture. But and then our that will also happen to our soul, and that's why the Bible talks about being transformed by the renewal of your mind. So on pending the time that the rapture will happen, there has to be a continuous transformation. If we don't continue to transform, we'll be conformed. So conformed means you are living a false life, but transformed means you are growing into who you are. So it's like when a caterpillar transforms into a butterfly. That caterpillar was also always a butterfly, but then at the point of transformation, that is growth. That caterpillar transformed into a butterfly. And so our body, our mind is yet to have come fully into the rest of God. And that is why revelation is important. Revelation knowledge is important. And not just revelation knowledge. That revelation knowledge must be mixed with faith in your mind. Must be mixed with faith in your heart, in your soul. So that your mind is now renewed. There's a conviction that is solidified in your mind about the rest of God. Sometimes when there's chaos, you know, I learned this some years ago when I spent lots of days in the hospital. I realized that when an emergency comes, when patients that are about to die, when they bring them to the hospital and they bring them to the doctor is always, and the nurses too, they are always so calm. And then the patients are looking at the doctors like as if they are wicked. Like, don't you have emotions? Somebody is dying and you are this calm. You know, I was looking at them, I was observing them. And then I realized that these people are acting based on a certain knowledge of the fact that if they fall into that emotional trauma, just like the friends or families of the patients are feeling, they will make a mistake, and that mistake will worsen the situation, and they might lose their license. So they will rather stay calm and look at the situation from every angle. But the but when it applies to us, when we are working in the rest of God, we are looking at the situation from God's angle. We are looking at the situation from God's perspective. Okay, and so I want us to go practical today. What is that thing that has been giving you anxiety and worry? What is that thing that has been giving you anxiety and worry? You know, now we're going to pray, okay, and then we're going to receive, you are going to enter into God's rest concerning that situation. And one of the ways that you enter into God's rest is that you receive a word in your heart. You are going to pray about that situation until you receive a word about it in your heart. And then that word is what you stand on. That word is what you hold on to. You make your confession until you enter into the experience of the rest of God. And how it starts is that you sense a peace in your heart concerning the situation. Sometimes someone comes to me and says, hey, something is happening, like a loved one is sick or something, and then I'm just so relaxed. Sometimes my first reaction is to laugh. Oh my God, one of the expressions of the rest of God is to laugh.
in the face of chaos, in the face of a difficulty. You just laugh. When you laugh, you make the devil mad. The devil is like, ah, what does this one know, Seth? Something that you should be worried about. You're laughing. And then when you laugh, you just when you laugh, you just threw the devil off balance. And once the devil is off balance, you have the advantage. You have the advantage. You have advantage. You have advantage. So I'm going to pick everything that that has been giving you worry and anxiety. Is it the economic situation? Is it your goals and your plans for the year? I want you to pick them one after the other. If you have a pen and a Bible, write them down. And then we are going to pray in the next 5 minutes, and then we'll receive the word of God concerning that situation. Okay, and then it is that word that we will run with. It is that word that you run with. You will hear God, He will drop something, He will drop a word, He will drop a scripture, you can be a phrase, drop it in your heart about the situation. Then you hold on to His word for that situation. Let's go ahead and enter into God's rest. Let's go on a journey. Come out with the back of the video and a squad of my brother. Set your heart on the situation, and then set your heart, but ultimately, set your heart on God about the situation. Don't set your heart on the situation. Don't set your heart on God about the situation. What is God's perspective about the situation? For that is the key for you to enter into His rest. What is God's perspective about the situation? Some of you, God's perspective about the situation is that you should speak to the mountain and tell it to move. Some of you, God's perspective about the situation is that you should speak to the storm. Some of you, God's perspective about the situation is that you should not worry yourself about it. Are you praying? Taking practical steps to enter into the rest of God. What is God's perspective? What is God's perspective? Shabana Banana Skubina Baba Mama Shabana Banana Bala Bana Bana Skundi Madame Papa Papa Rakeda Badu Sister Bruno Bana Shabana Baba Bana 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 Shabana Bakana Bana 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 Shabana Bakana Bana 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 Shabana Bada Bala Bana 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 Bana. I hear God saying to somebody, you cannot feel. You cannot feel. You cannot feel. Animana Mano Shabana Bakana Bana 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 I hear God saying to somebody, it is your turn. It is your turn. It is your turn. You have congratulated people. You have been congratulating people. I hear the Lord saying to somebody, it is your turn. I hear God saying to somebody, I am your exceeding great reward. I am your exceeding great reward. I am your exceeding great reward. Shana mana vana mana 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 mana. I hope that you now have God's perspective about the situation. And if you were yet to hear anything from the Lord, or if you want to understand how to hear from God, you can always reach out to me through my email at victory.ojo@carisvoice.org. Let us pray. So, Father, I thank you. Thank you for your word, because your word can always be trusted. Thank you for your word, because your word can be held on to. Your word is a rock that doesn't feel. Your word is, even when we are left with the only option of walking on water, we can walk on your word, and we know that we won't sink. Thank you because of the covenant of rest that you have granted unto us. Thank you for the reassurance of convictions. Thank you because people whose faith are growing weak, you have strengthened tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It only gets better. It only gets better. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, oh God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And so this week, we will experience your rest like never before. In the name of Jesus. We will experience your peace like never before. In the name of Jesus. This month shall be a month where all our testimonies will prove the validity of your rest, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, precious God. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. glory to God. Awesome, 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 awesome. Good to always spend time in the presence of God, gaining reassurance, gaining better and better transformation by the word of God. Glory to God. I want us to come next week. I want to encourage us to fast. Can break. You don't have to fast till 8 p.m. if you are in Nigeria. Okay, you can break your fast in the afternoon, but I want us to fast next week. I trust that the Lord is set to do great stuff through this platform. Most importantly, one of the things that the Lord is going to do for us this month in particular is that things that other people struggle to get, you know, that people are going to bring them to us, and that's an angelic ministration. So people are struggling about something to get something, even bribing their way to get it. They'll bring it to you. Thank you for joining. I'll see you next week, same time, 8 p.m. Mark your calendar, 8 p.m. Nigerian time, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm sorry, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless you.